Jesus' life was very different from our life. We do not know what time it is, but Jesus knew clearly what time it was. I think it's very important to know what time it is. Is it time to move or time to stop? So Ecclesiastes, he taught us this wisdom about time. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to break down, a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Talks about knowing time. Because every season, every moment has a certain time and we need to read that time and live according to it. But most of times we do not know what time it is. We don't actually care what time it is. We do not know whether it is time to tear or the time to sow, the time to keep silence or the time to speak. We just speak anytime and we just quiet anytime. We don't know exactly, is it time to speak or time to be silent. You know, up to this point, Jesus kept saying to these people this word, very famous, my hour has not yet come. Even when he turned water into wine, he said, my hour has not yet come. But in today's passage, finally, he kept saying that first 12 chapters, and finally when he came to chapter 12, he said this, the hour has come, the time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. In other words, Jesus knew exactly what time it was, and that determined what to do. What time it is determines what you need to do. And so up to this point, when you look at John's Gospel, there's 20 chapters and 21 is an extra appendix. But in 20 chapters, first 12 chapters consists of seven miracles. That's what John says, seven miracles. And then John calls it signs. Instead of using the word miracle, he used the word sign. He didn't use the word dunamis, which is miracle, but he used the word simeon, which means sign. So he has seven signs. Sign meaning, like, for example, the finger that points to the moon. What is important is not really the finger. What is important is the moon. And the sign just points to the moon. So those miracles themselves are not what's important. These miracles point to. So he does these seven signs in first 12 chapters. So that's why people call first 12 chapters, 1 to 12 are called book of signs. And then 13 to 21 is a book of glory. And the last sign or last miracle was raising Lazarus from the dead. And after this, he didn't do any miracle. After these seven miracles, and the last one was raising the Lazarus, and after that, he didn't do any miracle. Why didn't he do any miracle? Because he read the time. He knew that it was not the time for him to do the miracle. Doing something else during that. So chapter 13 to chapter 12 to 20, that John describes what Jesus was doing. Something else, not the miracles. Because in the second part of his life, he knew that his life was beyond his control. He could not do anything about it. Whatever is happening in the second part of John, Jesus could not do anything beyond his control. He read the time. See, the last, I told you, the last miracle was raising Lazarus from the dead. But before raising Lazarus from the dead, Jesus was struggling. He didn't come right away. He waited and waited because he was struggling. What was he struggling in raising Lazarus from the dead? What was he struggling? He was struggling because once I raise Lazarus from the dead, then I'll be in trouble. And the situation after that, that will be beyond my control. Because as it is, the religious leaders did not like the fact that so many people followed Jesus. They were jealous, not only jealous, but they felt threatened, and also they were scared that Romans would come and then destroy them. So they didn't like the fact that so many people followed Jesus. And then Jesus knew that if I raise Lazarus from the dead, more people will follow. And they will hate me more. And the situation, I don't know. The situation will be totally out of control and beyond my control. Because they will not just leave me alone after raising Jesus, Lazarus from the dead. And that was exactly what happened. This is what John says. So the chief priests and the Pharisees called a meeting of the council and said, "What are we to do? This man is performing many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him. And the Romans will come and destroy both our holy place and our nation." So from that day on, they planned to put him to death. Such a paradox. Jesus just raised a dead Lazarus from the dead, and they were planning to bring death upon Jesus. They not only wanted to kill Jesus, but also they wanted to kill Lazarus too, because he was the evidence. This is what John said. When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus. They not only wanted to kill Jesus, but they wanted to kill Lazarus. Jesus knew exactly what they were going to do. Jesus knew exactly that the situation after raising Lazarus will be beyond my control. I will have no control over that. And today's passage comes right after that. Jesus, in the second part, let it happen. He let it go. Why? Because he has no control. Whatever happened to him, there's no use doing anything. He just let it happen. In his mind, he had this determination like Esther. If I perish, I perish. That was his attitude. In the second part. If I perish, I perish. If they want to kill me, they have to kill me. Letting go is accepting what is happening right now and leaving it in God's hands instead of worrying about it or manipulating it. Simply letting it in God's hands. To let go, therefore, you have to have a trust You have to have faith. Because letting go is one of the most difficult things to do. Working hard is relatively easy. But letting go is the most difficult thing to do. You need a tremendous trust and faith to be able to let go. Even for Jesus, it was not easy. Jesus said, "Now my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Even for Jesus, it was hard to let go. Jesus wanted to raise Lazarus, even though this would have brought him a lot of trouble. He raised Lazarus because it's the right thing to do, because he was called to do. So he did it because it was something that he had to do. But after doing that, he left it in God's hands. He let go. Whatever happens, after raising Lazarus, whatever happens, I let go. That should be your life. That should be your life. Do your best to live out your calling. Do your best. Do what is right. And after that, sometimes there may be bad consequences. Difficult circumstances may come to you. But after doing what is right, let it go. Leave it in God's hands. My friends, you have to learn to let go. That's the secret of living a happy life. If you cannot let go, you can never live a happy life. Letting go is a secret of happiness. People suffer so much agony because they simply cannot let go. They cannot let go of those who hurt them. They keep it in their heart. They cannot let go of their painful past. Continuously torments them. They're traumatized by these past painful events. They just cannot let go. They're just holding it continuously, knowing that it destroys me, perishes me. They still hold on to it. They cannot let go of fear that they have. They cannot let go of worries and anxieties. They hold on to these things within them. And these things torment them. But they just simply don't know how to let go. So they suffer. This was what St. Paul taught us to do. Do not worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let go. Let your requests be made known to God. That is letting go. Don't worry about anything. If it's something that you're concerned about, just let go and let them before God. Then what happens? This is what happens. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of God beyond, that surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart. Life will be so good if you are able to let go. Life will be so filled with joy and peace and happiness But we simply cannot let go. We are not very wise, are we? Even though they torment us, we just hold on to them. Why do you hold? Why do you hold on to all those garbages within you? Why do we do that? Why do we try so hard to control what we cannot control? Why do we carry all the burdens within you? Let go of your burdens. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Find rest for your souls. If you don't let go and hold on to them, then you'll be rotten away. Your life energy will be drained from you. You live your life with dark clouds over you continuously. If you cannot let go, you will die. If you let go, you will live. That's what Jesus said. Those who love their life will lose it. And those who hate their life in this world will keep you for eternal life. Here, the word love and hate are not literally love and hate. Jesus meant it as attachment and detachment. If you attach yourself to things you cannot control, not being able to let go, then you will lose your life. But if you are able to let go by detaching yourself from things that you cannot control, you will live and you will keep it for eternal life. Letting go is releasing all your negative energies and negative things such as doubt, worry, fear, anger, disappointment, and so on. And you can do that only through faith. When you let go, you create space within you so that you can embrace new challenges and new opportunities. And you can move on with your life. My friends, let go. One by one, let go. Christian journey is a journey of letting go. What we need to practice every day is a practice of letting go. That is what discipleship is all about. The power of letting go. Let go of your small world. Let go of the walls that you have created to protect yourself. And let God. And then see what happens in your life. When I was in Korea, my brother, older brother, was into rock climbing. So he took me a few times to the rock climbing. When you go up, it's very scary. But still, okay, when you go up, you see where to go, and then take the rope, and then you go up to the top. It's so beautiful, so nice. When I was going up, I will never come back. And then next week, I went back. And then when I went up, it's great. But the problem was coming down. With the rope and coming down. And he told me, let go. What I do? Because I was holding onto the rock. With the rope and the rock. And no, let go. Just lie down. Lie down. How can I lie down? There's a cliff there, you know, so high, and I cannot do that. And then he told me to let go and then lie down. And so I started lying down. And then after I did that, I mean, I was just flying. It was so easy to come down. When you start letting go, life becomes easy. Much easier. But letting go part is very difficult. But once you are able to do that, your life will become very easy. Earthly Jesus performed many miracles. But you know the greatest power was manifested where? When he let go. Now when he performed miracles, when he let go himself and died on the cross, the power of resurrection manifested itself. When he was able to let go all the way, the greatest power came out in your life too. With your ability, you do all kinds of good things, but when you're able to completely let go of yourself, the greatest power will fill you, will come out from you. You will experience the true power of letting go. When you let go of your greed, when you let go of your worries and anxieties, when you let go of your fear and anger, when you let go of trying to control yourself, when you let go of wanting to be in charge of your life, you'll experience the power that comes from above, not from you. That is the power of life. And that power will make you alive. Secret of letting go. I want all of you to find that secret. And with that secret, live a good, powerful life.